Well, I'm wearing my favorite black shirt in celebration of Gay History Month. Wait, what's today? Happy Juneteenth, everybody. And before we get into the news, I just want to let everybody know how special this day is to me. It represents a horrific bomb in my history. Last year on this day, happened to be a Wednesday, and I happened to get signed up for some stand-up comedy. And the host at the stand-up comedy over at Stir Crazy Comedy Club, which is my favorite place to do it because it's a proper club with a proper audience and it's a badass time. But the host is a black fella named Lamar Mitchell, and he hated me before I tried a black joke on Juneteenth. But he hates me even more now. And really all I wanted to say was Juneteenth sounds like a made-up holiday because it's not even a real number. And why is it in June? Or actually, better question, how come June is Gay History Month and February is Black History Month? You would think they would move Black History Month. Let's shuffle the deck. We're going to take a couple pieces from over here. We're going to put them over here. We're going to take Black History Month and make it June, and then we'll give Gay History to February. How about that? I mean, shouldn't we flip-flop those? Which watch them? Anyway, welcome to Adjust Your Shorts, that little program where we pull your shorts up nice and high and tight and prepare to get yourselves kicked right in the dick by the news as only I can report it. Based on what the internet told me. And that's it, because it's pretty quiet outside where I live. Well, today is June 19th. It is supposed to be hot in Phoenix. I'm not quite in Phoenix, but it's going to be hot. And before I keep tumbling over all these extra words, let's just get into the news. What do you think? CBS. Israel vows to hold Iran's leader accountable for war crimes after Iranian missile slams into hospital. Meanwhile, Israel's leader is also committing war crimes against people seeking aid at aid stations in his country. How crazy are these headlines? You don't get to claim war crimes from a different leader if you're doing war crimes yourself. I mean, that's just gaslighting. It's just gaslit, and it's gaslighting. Because an Iranian missile slammed into the main hospital in southern Israel early Thursday, which I also think is bullshit, by the way. I mean, none of it's good. None of it, you know what? None of it's good. Let's move on to Al Jazeera. I saw this. This is a little video, but I didn't want to cue up the video. But the headline, you get it. The U.S. invaded Iraq over alleged weapons of mass destruction versus Israel invades Iran over its nuclear program, which is the same exact thing because there is zero actual proof. Zero proof. Iran, I'm pretty sure, submits to constant checkups on their nuclear enrichment programs, but they also do have a secret one facility that is in the middle of a mountain. So, I mean, maybe they're not doing everything they say they're doing. Like, we always don't do everything we say we're doing. Maybe they're doing the same thing. And Trump presses aides on whether the bunker buster plan to bomb Iran will work. This is interesting. So the nuclear facility that has yet to be bombed, which is yet to be bombed by Israel, is inside of a mountain. I think it's like 200 feet into a mountain, I think is what I read. And the only thing big enough is a bomb we call the bunker buster, and we're the only ones with it, and we're also the only ones with an airplane jet, the B-2 stealth bomber, capable of delivering the payload. So what we are weighing now is whether or not we're going to get involved, because we certainly can't give Israel a B-2 stealth bomber. That's our own secret alien technology craft that we have that nobody else has, that we have, that nobody else has, except the aliens and us and nobody else. But it means in order for us to deliver this bunker buster payload onto their nuclear facility that's inside of a mountain, we have to actually fly the damn thing in, and that's going to look Well, exactly like it looks. Let's move on. ABC. Oh, yeah. North Korea launches more than a dozen rockets, South Korea says. This just cracks me up. So you got Russia over here actually attacking Ukraine. Then you've got Israel over here actually attacking Iran. And so then Korea's like, yeah, us too. Just shooting rockets into the air after you fucking sunk your destroyer for launching it wrong. You dipshit. I'm pretty sure I'm older than that guy. And if you're younger than me and you look like that and you got that haircut, you shouldn't be running shit, you fuck. And am I seeing this correct? Does Kim Jong-un have hair transplants in the side of his head? Oh, let's not get too deep into those weeds. All right, BBC. Oh, I loved this. 3 years left to limit warming of 1.5 degrees. Leading scientists warn before we reach the limit that 1.5 degrees Celsius is the absolute limit. We can't go past it. But wait, wasn't it the same thing just a few years ago where if we reach whatever it is, 20 parts per million or 16 parts per million or whatever the CO2 parts per million that was the threshold. And if you get past it, you never turn back. It's like just every fucking couple of years, there's some new, it's going to get hot. Meanwhile, it has been hotter in history. And like there are like flash years where it's like, oh, no, it was hotter for like a whole year. Like what? So what? We just don't know. I mean, yes, it's getting warmer. Or is it? Come on. Why are we? It's like worry, guys. Worry, worry, worry. I remember when I was a kid, if I was in trouble, I would clean my room, line up the shoes, make the bed, put away my toys. I think it's as simple as that's how humanity works. If you tell them they're in trouble, they'll clean their room. They'll stay busy. So make them feel like they're in trouble and that the end is nigh at all times. I mean, it just seems like that's what's up. Okay, AP. Senate Republicans hold hearing on Biden's mental fitness as Democrats boycott. The boycotting. This Democratic side has really gone off the rails. You know how far you have to get off the rails for me to feel more aligned with conservative values? Or is it just because I'm 45 now? And so I'm too old to change. Maybe that. It's possible. I'm not telling you that it's not possible. It's possible. But I love this. This is the Biden's auto pen signatures. As we learn, he's got stage 4 cancer, which means they knew he was battling cancer. And cancer-fighting drugs fuck with your brain. And that's probably what was actually going on. I've got buddies with their dads that are aging, similar age to Biden. And their cancer meds are ruining their cognitive abilities. I'd rather be sick. Golly, I'd rather neither of the above. But definitely, we should be looking into whether or not he was fit when he was signing things into law as the ruler and leader of the superpower, the world superpower. Unpacking the second trial and verdict that cleared Karen Reed of murder. I mean, you can't write this stuff. This just writes itself. The only way to get away with murdering a police officer is if you are indeed a white Karen. Moving on. New York. A New York mayoral candidate arrested by ICE. Trump is looking to stoke conflict and weaponize fear. The headline is so bad, it's obviously The Guardian up to its normal tricks. What you have to read a little bit in, and it says he was trying to shield another man from arrest, which is called interfering with police business, which it doesn't matter if you're a mayoral candidate. We're all a mayoral candidate until the mayor gets elected. You don't get to get in the way of police officers doing what they do, else you're going to get taken down as well. If you're the mayor, maybe, but mayoral candidate, you're a dumb fuck. You know what? You deserve a go fuck yourself. More from The Guardian. SpaceX rocket explodes in new setback to Elon Musk's project. I like this because explosions are cool. This was supposed to be the 10th launch of this particular rocket. And maybe what we're learning is you can get more than one, but maybe you don't get more than 10 launches before stuff goes wrong with your rockets. I don't know. Maybe that. MSNBC, what the Scrimeti dissents on gender-affirming care say about the Supreme Court? This bothers me. The headline itself, MSNBC, go fuck yourself. Dissents on gender-affirming care and the Supreme Court. If you haven't been following, the Supreme Court just ruled that we will not be assigning gender-affirming care to minors. Here's the deal, guys. Minors don't get rights at all. You don't get rights. This one, you go fuck yourselves. You're not fully formed as a functioning human being until you are in your 20s. I think I saw 26 is like when you're like, all right, I think I get it. I think I am who I am. You know how many tattoos I've got that I might have rethought? I was 18 when I started getting tattoos, and I was 21 when I put a big piece on my back. And I'll be totally honest with you, at 26, I was thinking, maybe that big piece on my back, well, now, a tattoo is one thing, but cutting off your dick is totally something different. We should not be gender-affirming, caring up our kids. Go fuck yourselves. All right, moving on. Let's see what Fox News says. Fox News wants to talk about Israel and Iran. It also says Fed agents unleash tear gas and rubber bullets at a protesters swarm ICE facility. The battle begins. Iran's Ayatollah warns Trump, but China threat looms too. All right, whatever. Oh, Whoopi Goldberg, Iranian descent. Whoopi Goldberg tried to say that life in America as a black woman is just like life in Iran as a woman, which is insane. An insane comparison to make. Unless all you're doing is saying, yes, their rights have been held back, period. But holy fuck, the women in Iran, I have worked with Iranian people. This was years ago, but the women in Iran are under the thumb of men. You can chest kick a woman in Iran for showing too much skin, and everyone will go, yeah, she shouldn't have been wearing that. It's just crazy. Military-trained father accused of killing daughters elude capture in wilderness. What's shitty is this is a picture of him probably in the military based on the military background where he's all jacked and looking fucking... I mean, he doesn't look cool, but at least he looks jacked. The photo, when you click on it, is him all grizzled running from the law and stuff like that. And what a douchebag. If you fucking murder your kids, go fuck yourself, you douchebag. You had the kids. You don't get to fucking take them out. Go fuck yourself. All right. Last but not least, deep sea mining. I Googled it. It came up. 2 days ago, Korea Zinc backs Trump's plan for deep sea mining. 1 day ago, a Canadian company is the first in line as Trump vows to fast track deep sea mining. 21 hours ago, Cook's opposition leader calling for a pause on deep sea mining. 10 hours ago, civil societies slam deep sea mining project in New Ireland. It's happening. So, like the old joke, we'll see. And into the good news. Not much Crispin here today. Brooklyn Bonsai Museum celebrates 100th birthday bash. If a bonsai tree museum is the best news we can do in the Good News Network, man, are we in trouble. The other side is winning so hard. Maybe this is the argument where I ask myself all the time, like, I try to be good. You know, I try to be morally, like, operate into the good side of my moral compass. Because we all have the compass, which means it reads the other side too, by the way. I do have the thoughts where I go, well, I could just burn it all down and walk away or fucking cause a bunch of ruckus and mayhem. But I try to say, no, we're going to go along to get along and keep the peace. And I'm going to be a good guy in this life. But, you know, the second time I played Red Dead Redemption 2, I went as the bad guy. And I'll tell you, it was definitely more fun. All right. CRISPR used to remove extra chromosome in lab model of Down syndrome, which restored the cell function. So my question is, this is basically, there's a technology that they can go in and snip the extra chromosome in a Down's syndrome person. My question is, are they doing it in the zygote stage, keeping the kid from being Down syndrome, or do they wait until the kid is born and you give him all the looks of a Down syndrome, but then you give him just normal functioning? That's fucked up. After 500 years, the beaver is back. Oh, in Portugal, and ready to give a damn. Oh my God, I hate that headline. Last but not least, a myth collides with history in Greece, where tiles found marked Odysseus confirm hero worship of Homer's Trojan War king. Unless that tile was on a ship and came from somewhere else. Anyway, that's it for the news. You can go ahead and pull your shorts back down to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick. My name is Ray, and I hope you all have a great weekend. We will see you on Tuesday. Bye.